Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We read from Josh Knoll's story in the Tribune yesterday. Among the winners, Michelin awarded 2 stars to Ever, launched last summer. 2 stars also went to Moody Tongue Brewing, which opened in late 2019 with a uniquely ambitious concept for a brewery, 12 beer-paired courses helmed by Chef Jared Wentworth. They also mentioned Spanish and Portuguese seafood restaurant Porto, which also opened in late 2019, was given 1 star. Boy, you open in late 2019, and then 2020 happens. It must feel good to these guys to pick up a Michelin star and still be doing what they do. Jared Rubin and Daniel Alonso. Jared, welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm doing really well. Thank you.
Congrats. And Daniel, the same to you. How are you this morning?
I'm great. Good morning to you. Thank you for having us on the show. Congratulations, Chef.
Thank you.
I think that was for you. Yes. By the way, I love it how we've been a power watching Top Chef on on TV at my house this week. I mean, like season after season after season. I love how chefs call each other chef. They don't say, hey, Jared, how are you doing? Or, hey, Alonzo, how are you doing? It's chef. Alonzo, do you watch that show, by the way? Daniel?
But I am not a chef, so I would never be called it unless someone is actually having fun with me. But it's a sign of respect, you know? It's a profession like many others that you would say doctor so-and-so, and I think the chefs deserve the same, if not a greater, recognition.
Jared, I presume you'll echo that, huh?
Absolutely. I completely agree. Being called a chef or a brewmaster is a sign of respect, and I appreciate it.
Well, so how hard was it, Jared, to get through 2020? You opened up, folks liked your place, and then 2020 happens. Did you worry that you were going to make it to 2021?
I did, and I think 2020 was difficult for everyone. It really showed how strong our team was and how we could dig deep together and really create something beautiful that we could share with Chicago. And having the recognition from Michelin just makes everything that much sweeter.
Moody Tongue Brewing. And it says here, 12 beer-paired course. So is that 12 beers with 12 courses?
Yes, 12 beers with 12 courses. Each beer is showcased in a different glass. So you'll have Pilsners, you'll have IPAs, you'll have Saisons, you'll have Cherry Belgians, and we get into some barrel-aged beers once we head towards the dessert course.
Do you do that as a prefix? I know some Michelin star restaurants do that, or do I order off the menu? How do you structure that?
It's a one-ticket price, and with that ticket, you get 12 courses, and each one paired with a beer, and we've curated everything. So when you get here, you can just sit back, relax, and enjoy the person across from you.
What's the ballpark on that? How much is that course, that dinner cost?
$225.
How much beer do you get per serving? Is it 2 ounces or 3 ounces? How much am I getting?
It's about 2 to 3 ounces. But at the very beginning of the experience, we fill a Pilsner glass full of our aperitif Pilsner, and that stays full the entire meal. So if you want more beer, you've got a glass in front of you that's always going to be full. You don't need to think, am I going to get enough beer? Am I going to get enough food? You can just relax and enjoy.
Is that a novel concept, though? I mean, I understand wine pairings. Is the industry doing a lot of beer pairings with courses this way?
We've seen beer pairings for the last 20 years. I'm not sure if we've seen a lot of multi-course fine dining beer pairings. But over the last 10 years, I'd say we're in the golden age of beer and brewing, certainly in Chicago with so many fantastic breweries.
Yeah.
So to be able to link up with a great chef with great beer is something I think we're going to see a lot more of.
So, Daniel, how was last year for you? Did you also wonder, are we going to make it through this?
Oh, absolutely. I think anybody that says otherwise is, either speaking with tongue planted firmly in cheek, semi-crazy, or otherwise. So yeah. We opened up right at the end of December 9th of 2019, and we're just getting our rhythm in February when this occurred. And of course, it was as much of a shock and a moment of chaos and concern to us as it was for everyone else. And it was a very, very difficult time. And I think that even if, when, Chicago saw a little bit of light in the summer, those of us that were playing in a unique space, right, in a little bit more these elevated, fine dining expressions, that was a little bit tougher to see folks come back in through the door. So it was most certainly a challenge to get through 2020. But, like Chef Jared, we have an incredible team, not just at Porto, but across Bond Home, and we rally together, and really the character of everybody that's a part of this family was revealed to be as strong as we all knew it was, and we were able to come through in spirit, And Chef Monaco's likes to say, I think very wisely, was that one blessing amongst many, many of what happened in 2020 that it did give us, that an otherwise robust, busy year may not, is time. And, Chef Marcos and the whole culinary team and the wine team and the service team took that time to really think through what was working well at Porto, new destinations that we wanted to travel towards, new ways of doing things, new recipes, right? Polished technique and whatnot. So it was, it was a scary few months, but there were months well dedicated. And when we were able to come back out of the gates towards the second half of last year, really start to dial in what we were doing. And I think, we were certainly recognized for it this week, and we're excited of where we are. It was a tough road, but I think we're much stronger, smarter for it, and mm-hmm. tastier for it.
What's folks are coming back, Daniel? Is business good now at Porto?
Business is good. We're going in the right direction. And, we've had a very kind guest base, right? We already have a number of regulars that join us, and you see lots of friendly faces coming through on a regular basis as well, and we're already seeing the good signs of the Michelin star recognition having a very positive impact on forward looking reservation. So we're very happy for that.
I got a couple minutes, guys. I'll ask you both the same question, Daniel. If I come to your place, what should I order? What would you recommend at Porto?
Oof. Well, I would say, our menus, we always have an ever-changing chef's tasting that runs $115. You'll experience 7 to 9 different expressions that the chefs are working on, that week or those couple of weeks. There's a high degree of seasonality is what we work with, as they're fresh, fresh fish and seafood coming from Spain and Portugal and the coasts of the U.S. But I always recommend a couple expressions from the conservas menu, right, which is these tinned treasures from the sea. My favorites from there are always, I'll suggest getting some of the baby sardines that have a fish expression, and maybe the bay scallops as another expression. Of course, the Galician octopus and the escabeche is always nice from those conservas. Then from our seasonal expressions, I'm always a big fan of the Galician uni toast that we do, and the razor clams and asparagus. And for a little bit of it, those are absolutely fabulous dishes, and that show a lot of the technique and the spirit behind the culinary vision of Chef Marcos and the team, where you're mixing in lots of different conservas, but bringing to life what would normally be a tinned expression, now they're becoming composed dishes.
Daniel Alonso is the owner of Porto. Jared Rubin, jump in here. Yeah. I've got just half a minute. Daniel took most of your time now, Jared.
I'll tell you, John, I'll tell you what I had last night. I had a grilled ribeye and a tall frozen mug of Pilsner. And then I finished with a 12-layer German chocolate cake. So that's how I celebrated last night. And that's what I would recommend people coming in to enjoy at Moody Tongue.
Nice job, fellas. Jared Rubin, the owner of Moody Tongue Brewing Company. That's on South Wabash. And Daniel Alonso from Porto, 1600 West Chicago. Fellas, thanks for doing what you do. Congratulations.
No, thank you.
Congrats.
Nice to hear from both of them.